This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Matt Doyle is producing. Your number is 877-217-5757. And if you'd like to send an email, talk@talklouisiana.org. Mary Madeline is our leadoff guest, who's, of course, a longtime strategist within the Republican Party, serving under Presidents Reagan, George H.W. Bush, and George W. Bush, and also is the counselor to Vice President Dick Cheney until 2003. Mary Madeline, who now lives in New Orleans with her husband James Carville, the pride of LSU and, of course, a well-known Democratic strategist. Mary will be appearing at the 4th Annual Founders Day Luncheon today at the Crown Plaza for WRKF, and certainly we look forward to hearing her remarks. And it comes at a most timely moment. Yesterday was certainly an eventful day, Mary Madeline.
Well, good morning, Jim, and thank you for your work for all these years interviewing all these politicians. I'd be curious to see what you think has been going on in the ensuing decades since you started doing all this. Yes, and may I please give a warm shout-out and love to Cyril Vedder. He's the recipient of today's Founders Award. He's a dear friend, best friend of my husband's, and a charming, charming surprise to me, given my husband's personality and reputation. Cyril's the exact opposite. James and I are more alike. Cyril is a real, real gem of a person. You're lucky to have him.
We've talked about him on this show. Here's a guy who's a lawyer, was a media owner, very successful one, served with distinction in Vietnam. And he is the real deal, and of course, he has a great background in music, both as a performer, as a writer. He has done it all, and he has been a great supporter of WRKF. So we thank Cyril Vedder for his many contributions, and it is interesting. James Carville has good taste. He has a great, great best friend, and he has a wonderful wife.
Cyril is a Renaissance man and a saint and a beautiful family and a great friend. He's really, really a beloved person. So I'm so happy to be here and so happy to be on. And it is quite a relief from yesterday. I have to say, I've been doing this for a long time. I'm speechless, which is rarely the case. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. I've worked with Brett for decades. I've worked with him in the Bush White House. His wife was then President Bush 43's secretary, so every day. I mean, it just breaks your heart. It breaks your heart. And these are real people that this is happening to. And it's one thing to say the founders, because I used to be a fan of gridlock, the founders divined the gridlock for when we were the situations of division as we are today. And it's not like I'm a wussy about negative politics, but I'm in a state of disbelief. I'm speechless. I feel hollow. It was cruelty. It's like the Christians in the Colosseum. I don't know how else to explain the way I felt yesterday. And thankfully, I knew Brett could do that, and I knew he was innocent, but man, that was a real performance. But it shouldn't have to be like that. It should have had to be like that for Judge Bork. I was around for that, or Clarence Thomas.
All right, so you say, Mary, he's innocent. Christine Blasey.
I know he's innocent. I don't even, why do, well,
no,
how
no,
is,
no, you don't know he's innocent. Did you go away?
Jim, I know this man, the way I know Cyril Vedder, the way I know my husband. I worked with him for decades, and I watched wall to wall yesterday, and I saw a man whom I've known for decades and his wife and his children absolutely maligned. I saw the same thing happen to Scooter Libby, whom I worked with and knew for certain that he did not commit a crime that wasn't a crime, because I know for certain, and we all know now, that the special prosecutor in that case knew who was the perpetrator of that infraction before he even started the investigation. I've also just lived through this madness with this D deep state, that there is, and it's demonstrable, and it's irrefutable, that there is an inside coup. I hate to use these kinds of languages, these kinds of words, or this language, but that's exactly what it is when you look at what's been, whether or not you approve or like or voted for President Trump, he is a duly elected, constitutionally elected president of these United States. That's not the way to address your opposition to him, by trying a silent coup from the inside. And this is all part and parcel of it.
Are you taking exception to the Mueller probe?
I have never ever supported special prosecutors. If we had more time on here, I would run through all the exposures I've had to special prosecutors, and I would include in that President Clinton, whom I know you've interviewed, and oddly a friend of ours. I think that it's Orwellian, it's totalitarian, it is prosecution without, it is a writ large example of what yesterday was, which is you are guilty until proven innocent, which is not just overturning 200 years of jurisprudence. It is a Stone Age human concept. It is a survival concept that people had to believe that and treat each other as if they're innocent until they are proven guilty. You can't just lob some kind of allegation, some kind of charge, particularly a heinous one, or a number of heinous ones. Do you think, let me ask you this, Jim, do you think that Judge Brett Kavanaugh, with everything you know about his background, even with a cursory reading, could have conceivably been the leader of a teenage rape train? I can't even, these charges, I never even heard of that. But I'll tell you this, my kids went to school up there. My baby girls went to boarding school at the same GL prep school. Everybody knew everything about everyone. If any of those kinds of things had ever happened, the headmaster of those schools, the principals would run out on a reel. This is just defies common sense. I don't even know why we're,
well,
why you asked that
okay,
question.
Well, there was another man in the room, according to Professor Ford, Mark Judge. Why doesn't the committee question him?
Who, under penalty of perjury, federal penalty, submitted to questions from the Judiciary Committee saying that's not so. No, none of the witnesses that she alleged to have been there claim that they were there or knew anything about it, including her best friend, her lifelong mm-hmm. best friend, who said well, not her, her lawyer said she doesn't even know Brett Kavanaugh.
Well, I agree that he deserves a presumption of innocence, but I think also it would be very good for the committee to question Mr. Judge and for the FBI to investigate
they
this matter.
They did question him.
No, question
the
him. They questioned him as Professor Ford and Judge Kavanaugh were questioned before the American people, as John Kennedy said, before God and country and everybody else.
Oh, just like they did, speaking of Kennedy, with Kennedy and Chappaquiddick, or just like they... Listen, I can't believe we're having this conversation, and this is really actually where America's gone off track. The one thing that Brett said yesterday that really hit me in the gut was his mother's, I'm paraphrasing, of course, but his mother's first principle, which is, can you apply some common sense? Does this make any sense to you? Just take a step back. I understand we are probably of different political persuasions. I'm not being political. I'm being an American citizen here. Take a step back. Do you think a man who provided corroboration of every place that he was, and namely he wasn't, the summer that she claims, of course, we don't know what summer it is, or we don't know what house it is. We don't know how she got there. We don't know how she got home. Nobody she said that was there or claims not to have been there, including her best friend. So he did what he did. Number one in his class, the football, basketball star, goes to Yale Law, and he is doing what she's alleging and what these other women who at the 11th hour came out and alleged. Mark Judge submitted under penalty of perjury a felony that he was not there. The FBI, I've been through, and he's been through six FBI investigations. When I was working with him, he was a staff secretary.
What would it hurt, Mary?
Button.
What would it hurt to have Mark Judge before the committee?
No.
We need sunshine in government, and having Mark Judge there would be a very good thing, wouldn't it?
I can't tell if you really believe this or you just want to wake me up in a feisty way. No, it would not be a good thing. It is not a good thing in the most unique democracy in America that you can lob a heinous allegation, a charge at anybody, and engage the whole country in this kind of political pornography.
All right. Well, Mary Madeline, we look forward to seeing you today. You're fired up. This should be quite interesting at the Founders Luncheon. Thank you, Mary. Always a pleasure. Take care.